"We've got to go right now, folks. We're going east. This storm is a monster," said Mr. Hill. After waiting for hours on a sultry day, first at a Pizza Hut, then at a Dairy Queen, we finally heard the words we had been waiting for. We were on the second day of a tornado chase led by Silver Lining Tours, a 12-year-old company that specializes in extreme weather travel, and it seemed that our quarry was finally within reach. Along on the journey were seven tourists. Each had paid $2,200 for a 6-day storm chasing vacation devoted to seeing some of the world's worst weather up close. That's assuming you spot one. It is estimated that about 75% of the tour groups see a tornado, but there are no guarantees. The most active months for storm chasing are April, May, June, and July. This is not, as you might imagine, a typical vacation. There we were, racing in a pair of cramped white vans toward a supercell. On radar, the supercell, the term for an especially severe storm with a persistent deep rotating updraft, looked like an absolute beast. Mr. Hill reminded us to tighten our seatbelts. We drove through a raging hailstorm, and time seemed to slow even as the driver seemed to speed up, clearly worried about making it to the storm in time. The more nervous members of our group reminded themselves that, according to Mr. Hill, no one had ever suffered serious injury on a trip. We were under the leading edge of the storm. A multi-vortex tornado was spotted through a shroud of rain, and a swirl of debris on the ground counted as confirmation. Then, suddenly, a second tornado appeared, one with a more classic cone formation. Even Mr. Hill was impressed. "There's beauty in extremes," he said, "and you can't get more extreme than a twister."